Hope the weather's better there than it is here. Well, it's raining here, so you're good. It's good you're there. Yeah. I was wondering this, if I saw Haig briefly, and I sent him home to bed. He looks so tired. I saw him. I don't know whether you talked to him, but he... Oh, he's still up? Damn him. I told him to go home and go to bed at 6 o'clock. I said, you go home and go to bed. And but he's done a fine job over there, I'm sure. I talked to him about 20 minutes, and he of course, I told him I'd heard the other reports, but Henry, is more optimistic about being able to work out the Taiwan thing than you indicated. Well, let me say that it seems to me we have it in the right thing, and believe me, I talked to Ziegler just for a minute, and of course he and Scali, they both felt and said that they thought it was worth everything, it was worth everything just to get to go, you know, all their work in the administration. So it had a great effect on these guys. Even Haig, as much as he's been through, was quite moved by it, don't you think? Oh, hell yes. We know that. We know that. It's one of those things that we know, and but it's just going to take a little time to set in, and that's that. On the Bangladesh thing, I noticed that the British and the French were out at the airport, as we might expect, but I feel that our policy should be one of just being quite, yeah. Correct.
And he said, under no circumstances.
I get it.
No. What we did was, we did not go to the airport in Delhi because this would only be accorded to a head of state.
Exactly. And that's... That's fair enough.
On the ground that he was a distinguished East Bengali coming home, and it would be, it doesn't imply anything.
Right. Well, look, be that as it may, Haig was made another interesting observation. He said that Zhou Enlai told him that they were pretty close to Mujib.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
See? So that's something that I wouldn't want to digest. But Bhutto, what's Bhutto's game then? What's he going to do?
Well, Bhutto, I'm afraid the Pakistani Minister of Defense knows what they are, just because they are so much flowers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. Bhutto's game is going to be to claim for a while some connection to Pakistan, but within 3 months, I'm sure this will sort itself out.
Yeah. And then, the other hand, Haig also felt that the Chinese, he said, of course they just may be talking, he said, Zhou Enlai says the Russians and the Indians will live to regret this.
I think that's right.
But
I think it's going to happen, Mr. President.
Well, the main thing is to just keep our...
One thing we have to be careful is that all this bad thing that's going on.
Yeah.
About me, about what we did, about me, so forth, not about what we did.
Sure.
They encouraged the Indians to take another track and rest by themselves.
Oh, boy. You mean militarily? Yeah, but you understand, I know. I know the other one.
So that's one of the dangers. But if West Pakistan survives, I think what's going to happen is that East Bengal, one of two things will happen. Either India remains in military occupation, in which case it will inherit the province of West Pakistan, or East Pakistan or Bangladesh is going to turn into a radical state that will start attracting
Well, we just have to weather. I guess Laird got back to you. I called him immediately and told him that 70,000 was it, and apparently he called you right afterwards. Yeah, well, of course he can do it. He's just playing I don't know what. He knows damn well that's what we have to do.
Right.
We've got to do just a little more than we've done previously. We're out there, and what difference does it make whether we have 69,000 or 75,000 there? Not a bit, does it? Not at all. But he's... Well, we're not going to go though with the offer of not running. That's for sure.
No.
That's out.
No,
yeah. Well, and I don't think we should ever offer it.
That's right.
The hell with it. No, we've. I think this is plenty, and we'll just keep that one to ourselves. And it isn't necessary at all. It does show though that we all know that historically he was willing to make the ultimate sacrifice in order to bring the darn thing to an end.
That's right.
But. Now, tell me, with regard to, I'm, as you know, enmeshed in the State of the Union at the moment, but I will wait. And when you get back Thursday, and you'll have some sort of a, of the first one, I mean, of the 18th one. And you still feel good about that date, do you? Well, on the other hand, I think it's best to get it behind us before the state. Yeah. Well, I think. Yeah. That's my view. I'd like to just put a lot on the Congress's plate and confuse the hell out of them right at the beginning. Although, as you know, it isn't going to satisfy them. They'll up and say, well, why don't you offer that, or this or that, or the other thing. You know, Humphrey's announcement today was made today, and I understand he said that if he had been president, we would have been out of Vietnam by now. That's your easy way to second guess it, isn't it? Yeah, and he showed damn little to suggest while we were trying to, you know. Well, that's neither here nor there.
But I don't think it's getting anywhere.
You don't feel so?
No, at least out here, a lot of people are telling me now that they used to be against you and therefore.
I think that what we may find, I think we do, that the bombing itself had a temporary blip. Because it just worried people, you know.
But I think that's
forgotten. Yeah. Yes, within a week, and particularly it'll be forgotten. We have the withdrawal on Thursday.
I can't do that down here, but most of those people are middle of the road Democrats that I know.
Sure.
And nobody is back in the room.
They're not, huh?
No.
And what do they say in India, Pakistan? They just don't understand it, do they? They think it's confusing, and they know that we didn't win, and that worries them, but... Yeah, I know. They don't like to support the loser, so... But we know why we did, and that's that. Well, I had a very good talk with Rush, as I think Bob may have told you. And he is... we've got a total... I had the colonel leave the room, or whoever he is... And I talked to Rush alone for about 25 minutes, and I said, now look, I laid it all out. Perfectly worked out, and, with Mitchell as the communications belt. See what I mean? Which I think is really, really very good. I said the main reason I wanted to take this job was because he'd be sitting in the WESIC meetings, and I said, now you have in Mitchell a man you totally trust who has... you can always talk to, so he won't have the problem of going to me over Laird's head. You see what I mean? Oh, yeah, well, that's understood. No, but what I meant is, I said he could, he understands that. Yes, there's no question about that, but you know what I mean. He's, as you know, he and Mitchell are great, well, they're very close, particularly on a number of issues, you know. And and it'll be a very, very salutary arrangement. And Laird said an interesting, he said 6 months ago he recommended him for this job. Oh, I see. Well, I wondered what it was. But in any event, Laird seemed to be happy about it at this point. But, well, at least he can't say anything else because he knows the die is cast, and I think we've done exactly the right thing, don't you? Because he's going to have to take a wallop on his conflict of interest, because that company of his has a tremendous amount of defense business, of course, just like Packard's, but that's inevitable of anybody that we put in this job. And the fact that he's been ambassador to Germany, I think, will, and he's been confirmed to the Senate there, will help him in confirmation here. He's going to see Laird tomorrow and have a talk with him. And then, the point is that he will be, Henry, far more effective, in my view, than Packard in the clutch. You know what I mean? Not that Packard was totally loyal, but I mean that. Yeah, and he will know how to play the game. That's my point. And he'll know, as I told him, I said, we just had to do some things from the White House that I didn't sometimes want to go through the secretary on. And I said, he had to understand that. He said, oh, yes, he understood. He didn't have to spell out a thing, because I think, see, he knows about Berlin and all the other things. So that's that. Well, anyway, I hope, you say you're making good progress on the report? How many people you have there working on it? Good. Well, give them my best. And yeah. Well, it'll at least we'll get a good little play. And incidentally, that's the place to have a damn good chapter in India and Pakistan, don't you think? That's the place to do it. Don't do it till then. And that's enough. Well, I heard you did. I had mixed emotions. I told Bob that I said, told you to go ahead, whatever you want to do, but it just may be as well to let them blow for a while and then go on and then we speak out on this. And by that, before that, of course, I'll be having a press conference and they can get me with it, and I'll knock it down quickly and then come on with the annual report. What's the date of that again? Sure. Well, I see. Uh-huh. That's a good date, because my press conference is scheduled for the 10th. That's what I meant. If you go the 8th, then by the 10th I could give it another blip, you see. It'll get a big, it'll make it the... No, because I'll tell you why. It will... The thing is that if I launch it at the press conference, they'll ask a question about something totally unrelated that will lead it, see? And I want this to lead by itself. So you ought to run this and lead and get a two-day ride on it. If the press conference comes, then we'll get another ride on it, see? You see the point. If you, I know these people. They'll ask some political question, and some jackass question will lead the other question. And the report will be a secondary story, and they must not have that. The 8th is a good date. Just looking at the book here. Yeah. Very good date, if you can make it for that. And if you can't, we'll shove it to the 15th. I know, but what I meant is, if you can't make it, but I understand your problem, but if you can't make it for the 8th, don't feel that it's life or death. Yeah, but that's good from our standpoint. We go on the 8th, I do a press conference on the 10th, and then from there on, we're preparing for China. When do we leave China? 15th? 16th? Yeah, well, I want to have everything out of the way on the 10th, which I will. I'm going to Florida then, and relax and get my energy back. And sure. Well, you see, I'm scheduling nothing from the 10th on. I'm gonna try to... Well... But it's 5 days of... Well, I'm keeping the schedule very loose between the 20th and then, too. You know, I have a... It's except the press thing. Well, I will, except for one press conference. I should have one before I leave. And that'll take, that of course always takes 2 days. So, except for those 2 days, I'm going to keep it.
I really think that's from the point of view of physical stamina. All these guys came back and don't.
Sure. I'll take another look at this tomorrow and be sure that between the 1st and the 8th, that I'm, 1st and the 10th, that I'm as clear as possible. Well, the problem is, you know, we've got those foreigners that we have to see. Listen, Colombo's off, isn't that off?
Well, he's got to offer it, and we hope that he gets knocked out of office before then.
I see.
This is a good man.
Well, do you think we have to offer it to him? Yeah, I understand. Well, okay.
The later we give it to him, the better the chance that he gets knocked off. He's now off at the 25th. The limit is before then.
I see. Okay. Well, we'll, I won't bother you. Keep your, it's only 5 o'clock out there. It's 6. All right. Well, you've got a good evening. Okay. Bye.